This is WFAE News. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn. From graduation rates to math scores, North Carolina residents today got a look at how their public schools are performing. The state posted a massive report on performance data from the past school year. Education reporter Andos Helms is here to talk about what it means. And there's a lot of data to dive into here. What are the big takeaways?
The label for all of this tracking is school accountability. And the idea is that you can't solve problems that you haven't identified. But I think the biggest lesson I've gotten from years of looking at these reports is that it's a lot easier to identify a problem than it is to solve it. So, for instance, we've known for years that white and Asian students are far more likely to pass exams than black and Hispanic students, and that students from low-income homes fall short of their classmates who don't live in poverty. That didn't change this year. For instance, the state crunches all of the state exams that the students take in grades 3 through 8 into one big number, and more than 80% of Asian students and 70% of white students hit grade level. But for black, Hispanic, and economically disadvantaged students, that rate falls well below 50%. The question is then, who do you hold accountable for that? Is it the elected officials, the teachers, the parents? There just really aren't a lot of clear answers.
Now, Anne, about 6 years ago, North Carolina legislators decided the key was making sure students could read by third grade. They put about more than $150 million into summer reading camps and made rules banning social promotion of third graders who couldn't read on grade level. How is that working out?
Progress has been really slow. The percent of all third graders who earned just the basic grade level score on their reading exams nudged up one percentage point this year to just under 57%. But only about 45% hit the higher mark that the state says signals that they're on track for real academic success, and that didn't change at all. So in Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools, reading scores have actually been inching down for the last few years, and that continued this year. This year, 54% of the CMS students earned grade level reading scores, down from 55% the year before.
Are there any other noteworthy results in Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools?
Most of the trends are similar to what we're seeing statewide. I looked at the results broken down by racial and economic groups, comparing same groups in CMS to the state. And CMS students often land a little bit above state average, but those differences are pretty small, with one exception, and that is the white students in CMS are doing significantly better than white counterparts across the state. So I'm not sure what you make of that. But because this is such a city of extremes, you can also really see how the gaps in achievement and opportunity are playing out. I looked at the data for Providence High, which is a mostly white school in South Charlotte, and Harding High, which is a mostly black school in West Charlotte, and those contrasts were really stark. Providence had a graduation rate above 95%, and 91% of its students earned ACT scores that signal that they're ready for college. Harding, on the other hand, had a 56% graduation rate, and just under 18% earned college-ready ACT scores. And if you look at the end-of-course exams, Providence students are almost five times as likely to pass as Harding students.
Well, big differences. How about other districts in the region?
I haven't had time to crunch all of their data, but I looked at their schools that were scoring A's and the ones that were on the state's low-performing list, and there's a lot of variation. Union County had 17 A schools and only three that were labeled low-performing, and then there was Gaston County that had two A schools and 11 on the low-performing list. And it's the same when you look at charter schools in the region. You'll find several at the top and several at the bottom.
And you've reported before on a growth rating that seems to say more about teacher quality than the letter grades, which are based mostly on proficiency. How does that work?
The state pays a contractor to look at the previous test scores and predict how each student should do. And if most students at a school do better than expected, that school gets a high growth rating, even if the students are sometimes not testing at grade level. And the flip side is true. You can have a high-scoring school that gets a low growth rating because the students didn't make the progress that the state expected they should. So the letter grades pretty much track school demographics, but that's not true of the growth scores. I actually thought teachers at low-scoring schools might have an advantage because their kids have so much catching up to do. But I sorted the CMS scores by growth, and the number one school is Bailey Middle School in Cornelius. Right behind that were Community House Middle, Robinson Middle, and Ardrickell High School in South Charlotte. All of those are A schools in affluent areas. But also landing very near the top are Geringer High and Martin Luther King Middle School, and those are both high-poverty schools in East Charlotte that earned lower grades based on their kids' test scores.
And what are we seeing in terms of graduation rates?
Across the state, 86.5% of students graduated in 4 years. In CMS, that was 85.5%. There just really hasn't been any dramatic change in the last few years.
This year's report had a totally new feature. It reported the number of days that each school missed because of Hurricane Florence.
Right, that came up at today's board meeting. Here's Tammy Howard with the State Department of Public Instruction talking about the impact on third grade reading tests.
So go back to a year ago, of course, and we had hurricanes happen. And of course, some schools had to take that beginning of grade three assessment later. Some schools took it on time, but they were doing it under very stressful situations.
In the Charlotte area, most schools were only closed for 2 or 3 days for Hurricane Florence, but some eastern districts missed 3 weeks of school or more. And of course, we all know that this report in Raleigh came while everybody's keeping an eye on what Hurricane Dorian might bring us this week.
That's a lot to digest, Ann. Thanks for that great reporting.
Thank you.
Ann Doss Helms is the education reporter for WFAE. If you want to know more about school letter grades and data, including links to find the full state report, go to WFAE.org.